week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and good morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts, and say I certainly appreciate you letting me come to your homes this morning by the means of radio with the beautiful message of Something to Believe In. I trust today that God is richly blessing you and mine. The weather's been good, bad, up and down, but anyhow, this morning we've come together to magnify and worship the Lord. Well, let's begin our service today by doing this. Sometime I face a mountain, but my mountain is only a hill.
Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow a problem that reaches the sky, and it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger. A mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, for my mountain is only a hill. Oh, I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding or beaten with stripes. Those soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Jesus made all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd. And it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson uncovers my mountain and shows me it is only a hill. No, I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding and beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Oh, no, I find my mountain.
Yes, sir, I find that my mountain is only a hill. We need to remind the devil sometime, it's not my battle to battle with you, but it's my battle to believe that you've already been defeated. You see, there was a hill called Mount Calvary, and there our Lord defeated, disgraced, and dethroned the devil so that we can now be free. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I trust today that you are enjoying that life. You know, sometimes you're going to be on the mountaintop, sometimes you're going to be in the valley, but Martha says he's even God in the valley.
I face a mountain, a trial of stone, down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. He found the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Just way like goes, but I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. A place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
You know, I was sitting here thinking that we, on this radio ministry, I believe that our success has been due to the fact that we don't brag on the devil. We brag on God that even down in the valley, I don't care your situation, your problem, your heartache, whatever you have. You know, the songwriter said, take it to the Lord in prayer and just leave it there. And so I love that song. I love the wording of it. I like a song that gives a message, and each song that we try to play is a song that brings a message into your heart and life. And I felt this week, I don't know, it just seemed like it impressed on my spirit that I would do this song to somebody there in our radio audience that's been wanting to hear this song. And I don't know who you are or what the situation you're going through or the problem you're having, but let's give this old song of the church a listen to. And this one says, Farther Along, we'll understand it all about it. While there are others
taken our loved ones. It leaves our home so lonely and dreary. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so
same situation I am. A lot of my friends have gone to the other side, but we haven't forgotten them. Every week, just about, or every day, we get word of one of our friends who have passed on. But you know, our time comes. If it weren't according to the Bible said, appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. So I'm glad that I've already been judged. I've done been found guilty, but I've also been forgiven. One more song here, and then I'm going to bring the message to you today.
As I was walking down Life's Highway many years ago, I came upon a sign that read Heaven's Grocery Store. When I got a little closer, the door swung open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One hands me a basket and said, "My child, shop with care." Everything a human needed was in that grocery store, and what you could not carry, you could come back for more. But first I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Farther down was understanding. I need that everywhere I go. I got a box or two of wisdom, and faith a bag or two. And charity, of course, I would need some of that too. I couldn't miss the Holy Ghost because it was all over the place. And then some strength and courage to help me run this race. My basket was getting full, but I remembered I needed grace. And then I chose salvation, for salvation was free. I tried to get enough of that to do both you and me. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do the Master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in too. For when I'd step outside, I'd run right back into sin, and I'd know what to do. Well, peace and joy, they were plentiful, and the last thing on the shelf. Song and praise, they were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, "How much do I owe?" He smiled and said, "Just take them everywhere you go." Again I asked, "Really now, how much do I owe?" The angel spoke and said, "My child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago."
All right, I hope you enjoyed that one also. I said a while ago this is going to be the last song before the message, but I feel like doing this song for you right here. I want you to give it a listen to. This one says, "There will be peace in the valley for me."
Well, I'm so tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord shall come and call me away.
night, the night is as fair as the day. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear, he will be gentle, and the wolf, he shall be tame, and the lion, he shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes. Then the beast from the wild shall be led by the child. I will be changed, Lord, change of the creature that I am. Oh, yes. And there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace, peace in the valley for me.
In 2 Thessalonians, let me read some scripture to you. The Bible said in chapter 2, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the one gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." I want to talk to you just for a moment on a statement that many of you hear, and probably many of you have made this statement: what in the world is going on? Well, I'll tell you, that's a great big statement, but we're in a great big world, and I don't understand what's going on. You don't understand what's going on, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of problems out there. And that's what Paul is talking to the church about. Don't be shaken by these many things. I could get on the radio here, and I was thinking just this past weekend, I'm so glad that we don't come to you with gimmicks. I watch on television, I hear on radio, and I'm not degrading these people. Don't get me wrong. The televangelists, I've been a radio ministry for many, many years, but when they get on there and all they talk about is do this and God will give you great prosperity, and do this and God will heal you, and do this and do that. But my friend, I thought the other day, you know, it's true. I need healing for my body many times, and I need a financial blessing for my, family and for myself many times. But you know, I sat down and I was completely satisfied that I've been born again. Well, that's the greatest gift that God could give to me. I didn't get saved. I didn't get right with God so I could become a millionaire. I didn't get right with God so that I'd never have a sickness nor have a pain, because I realized that these things are going to come my way. But I do also realize that I got a God that cares about me. When I look around, I can get caught up in the emotions of this world. I can get caught up with the things that's going on in the world. And these things could bother me, and they could bring pressure to my spiritual life. But we need to realize that we are serving a great big God. I told my church the other day, we were talking, I said, "Now, church, what do you want? Do you want a big church or do you want a big God?" I'd much rather have a big God than have a big church, because I feel very firmly that if we will do the will of God and allow God to do His will in our churches and our congregation, the Bible said, He said, I will add unto the church such as should be saved. But my friend, it's not only going on in the world. It's going on in the homes. It's going on in the churches. It seems like there's problems on every hand. Billy Graham made this statement, we are living in the darkest time of all history. Never has there been a time like this time. And the newspapers and the television are daily reminding us of the world's condition. Some of the great men with their intellect are trying to discover just what is going on. In 2 Thessalonians, you'll find that Paul made this statement. He said in verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work only to all of who will let, until we be taken out of the way. So these things are going to happen, and we ask the question, well, what in the world is going on? Well, if you go over there to Matthew chapter 24 and begin to read in verse 3, the same question was asked by the disciples. Hey, tell us, what is going on? When will these things happen? When will be the end of the age? And many people have prophesied, many people have stated that they know exactly the very day, the very hour. But the Bible is contrary to that. Jesus said, I don't know the day, I don't know the hour. Only my Heavenly Father knows the time. And it's true. We are living in a terrible time, living in one of the darkest moments that we've ever lived in. It seemed like crime and violence, moral issues and earthquakes in diverse places, the weather out of control. Hey, my friend, it only tells me that we are living in the days of sorrow. You know, we will live in the days of sorrow before we come into the days of the great tribulation. But notice what Paul said. Hey, be not shaken with these things, because we will soon be taken out. The church is right at the point of the rapture of the church. We are living in the end time. And the end time says that we are soon going to be leaving this world. Well, now, I love this world. I love my family. I love being in this world. I have no problems with this. I have issues. I have problems. I have financial problems. I have sick problems. I have a lot of things that's happening in my life. But I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I know that God knows my trouble. He knows my heartache. He knows your trouble. He knows your heartache. But, you know, let's be like the old songwriter said, let's just take them to the Lord and let's just leave them there. Let Martha and I do this song for you. He says, oh, what a lovely name.
There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus, evermore the same. What a lovely name. What a lovely name.
and the songs we sing in heaven. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name.
My fathers, we come to close the broadcast today. We pray for the sick. We pray for those who need a financial blessing. We believe that you will supply the need according to all your riches in glory. There's nothing wrong with people having finances, but we do pray, Lord, for that one that needs a job. We don't know their situation. We don't know their condition, but we do have a big God, a God that's able to supply. So we trust today that you will bring deliverance to the captive, set at liberty those who've been bruised and bound, and we'll give you praise for it because we ask it in Jesus' name. Neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Mine, what a great blessing it is for me to come into your homes, your automobiles, everywhere you're at, each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And it's all made possible by you. You, the listener, is what makes this radio ministry what it is today. I'm only the spokesman of God, but I truly believe that the Bible says that his word would not return unto him void, but it would accomplish that which he sends it to do. So let's continue to send the radio ministry of Something to Believe In across the airways. Amen? Well, goodbye. Be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.